Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A man dressed in a bull onesie tried to burn down his ex-lover's house with pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So this guy was caught. He tried to break into a home and to land, and he was going to steal a flat screen. Then he left a pot of ragu sauce and a washcloth near the stove. He was trying to start a fire with it. The victim alerted police to the break-in. The resident security system notified of motion in the house, according to Volusia County Sheriff's Office. The dude tried to flee the scene. And he was in a, I guess, like a cow costume, a bull onesie. The victim said it started out as a relationship that lasted about a week. I let him use my car for 4 months, and then I gave him $150 to fix his teeth. What in the world? So now the police apparently were aware of they knew the suspect. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it looked like he was trying to make it look like the guy, the stove was on, and then use that to burn the house down. So he was arrested in the costume. I'm really sad that there's not video of that. So let's see here. Got another. This is in Port St. Lucie. A man is behind bars. He brandished a flamethrower at police. Joseph Morton, 39, was arrested and charged with one count of aggravated assault. I mean, it's not funny. But it kind of is. Aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on a law enforcement officer and resisting without violence. So Port St. Lucie said they responded to the reports of an explosion and there was smoke in the area. When they arrived, the guy was yelling at officers from his backyard and he had a handheld flamethrower. And the police said that they told him to drop it at gunpoint. He refused. And then he pointed the flamethrower at one of the officers. And one officer grabbed the flamethrower from Morton. And the guy ran back in his house, and he ended up finally being taken into custody. They had to, tase him practically half to death. He's being held on $5,500 bond. You can't just, point a flamethrower at police. It's not how that works. This is Fox 13. A Florida man was accused of trying to steal a generator that powered a traffic light after Hurricane Morton. Milton, why would you do that? Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office responded to a man stealing a generator literally on a street corner. The officials say workers who were in the area gave deputies photos of the suspected thief and his license plate. They arrested him. You can apparently get, so they can elevate the crime against you, the charge, if it's during a state of emergency. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, so he was charged with grand theft of the third degree during a state emergency. Yeah, why would you do that? I mean, I know that people get desperate, but I'm just saying. So in Stuart, Florida, a man returned home after 3 days of sheltering from Hurricane Milton, and he found an alligator legit in his pool. Oh, wow. So the Emil DeCuba said he returned home from his home in Stuart, Florida. He was staying in Vero Beach, waiting out Milton. And his home wasn't seriously damaged, but when he got to the backyard, that's when he saw the alligator in his pool. And he had to call Florida Fish and Wildlife, and they removed it. He was trying to figure out how the alligator got in there, because there's a tall wooden fence around his whole property. In today's fast-paced world, the mental load on families has become significantly heavier, particularly because everybody navigates new schedules and a lot of responsibilities. And with an increasing array of activities and work commitments and school-related tasks to manage, can often feel like juggling is a constant act. Life360 makes it easy to keep track of everybody without the constant back and forth. It's like helicopter parenting without helicoptering. Life360 has real-time location sharing, so you can track your kids when they're driving to school or hanging out. You kind of get an update on their safety without aggravating them. You get custom alerts when they arrive or leave locations, and it can provide insights into their driving habits, your teenagers, for added safety. Plus, there's also a built-in group chat feature that simplifies coordinating schedules and plans. All of the features of Life360 are awesome and completely practical in today's world, especially the emergency contacts also. Customizing those contacts gives you peace of mind, and then you know that everyone in the family understands how to use these emergency features and can get help if they need it. Coordinate the chaos and simplify family life with Life360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code Dana to get 1 month of the gold package for free. That's life360.com, code Dana. She's doing the first non-friendly with Brett Baer tomorrow. And Brett Baer's a polite host, but he's not a progressive. It's a live to tape, meaning that they're taping it and then not editing it, and then you just run it in full. The only time that you cut off is like at the end or the beginning. You don't like edit in between. That's not what live to tape is. And I've done tons of live to tape stuff, so that's how that works. And so that's how they're running it. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I'm curious to see what kind of questions were asked. So she's, they're trying to act like it's a big deal that she's doing that. She didn't want to do this event. Well, because it's the economic club. What is she going to speak to? You've heard her talk about economics, right? It's like trying to listen to a drunk bridesmaid at a wedding reception spell bananas in the Gwen Stefani Hollaback song. It's just this, that makes actually more sense than Kamala Harris talking about the economy. All right, I don't know. I wonder if she's going to be asked about her plagiarism, too. And what kind of Glock she owns. I've got a lot of questions that I hope that Brett Baer asks. So we'll see. But yeah, Trump is on stage there answering these questions. And in the meantime, Kamala Harris is trying to play the race card so hard. So it's, what is it? Racially based loans, weed, crypto. Almost sounds like a joke, but it's real. Yeah. It's real. She's trying to do everything she can because she's hurting. She's also dragging down all of the other down ballot races. I was reading how the Senate race in Wisconsin, for instance, is not going well. Democrats are freaking out about that. There's a lot of warning signs about this one. So they said that the Cook Political Report shifted it to toss up just in the past week. And it's Tammy Baldwin's race. I made mention of this yesterday. And it's a tight race. But the fact that it's narrowed that much is incredibly telling. In all of these states where you have senators that are incumbents or congressional members that are incumbents and they should not be struggling this much, that's the effect of this ticket, the depressive effect that the Harris-Walz ticket has on these down ballot races. That's something else. Very interesting to watch. No, instead she's it's a bunch of race baiting. That's kind of what she's been doing this entire time. Was this when she was on What's His Face, Martin Show? Was that audio soundbite you were playing where she's acting like, oh, people assess the home values of black property owners, you know, regularly. She like gives this anecdotal story and acts like that's the rule, not upon which all of this is done. It's illegal to actually assess somebody's property value differently because of race. Play that, because this is what she's been. Okay. That's how the race baiting is so bad. That's all they're talking about. And it's not just from her, it's also from her surrogates. Audio somebody 13. Here's that bald woman from MSNBC.
And some Democrats are starting to believe the disinformation too. Have you noticed how sharply the polls have shifted in Trump's favor over the last couple weeks? With these claims that Trump is surging with black and Latino voters and leading in every single swing state, according to secret internal polls, despite all the Hitler talk.
What?
Yes, this race will be far too close. Because unfortunately, we do have a fascist groundswell in parts of this country, mainly among white men, let's be clear, but in small pockets among black and brown men, too. This happens to be a global phenomenon. As women become more economically independent and seek positions of power.
I mean, this does not work anymore. This does not work. Well, it's because, you know, the polls are shifting in his favor. It's because of all, she's a racist. It's because it's white people's fault. The white people have convinced the black people to, oh my gosh. Yeah, here's when she's talking to Martin and she's trying to say that property values are assessed based on race, which actually is illegal, but whatever.
Discrimination in home appraisals. We've taken on the fact that, you know, those stories about a black family is trying to get their home appraised. They want to get a second mortgage. They want to sell the house, whatever. And they bring in the appraiser. The appraiser looks around, looks at the family pictures, and appraises it for less than it's worth. The family knows that. They're not stupid.
The black folks got to remove photos,
so
books,
then they
DVDs,
remove photos and everything else, right? They
DVDs,
remove
all, this, all the blackness.
All of that. And then they ask a white family that's a friend of theirs, come in, they put up their pictures, and the house gets appraised for more. Racial bias. We're taking that on for the first time. And just
yeah, that's illegal to do, by the way. You can't. And that's all, like, it just, I don't believe her. I don't actually believe her. In fact, one of the notes on this was that there was a court case that was in California, and there was no bias or discrimination that was actually proved. It was just a bad appraisal. And the people who were bringing it to court tried to turn it into a race issue because the appraiser was white. And they tried to make that the issue as a way to get more money in a settlement. And in fact, the court determined there was nothing found in this. There was no racial discrimination at all whatsoever. So this is just this is nonsense. I mean, and anybody who's ever done comps on houses, I mean, all those value, the assessments on property value are done by comparing what has sold in the neighborhood recently. It's not like, oh, well, this is a, you know, family of color, or this is this family or what. And then that somehow, unless it's meth, Kane, I will say. Or ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
There are your exceptions.
Death, meth, and ghosts.
Death, meth, and ghosts. Was there an axe murderer? There was. Okay. Somebody was axe murdered in there. Right. Going to affect your property value. Were people cooking up meth in the kitchen? I would be worried that the house could still blow up. That is going to affect your value. Is the house haunted? Because if the house is haunted, then that, you know, could probably possibly affect your value. I'm just saying, you know, those things. But not the family's racial makeup. Shut up. Not the family's racial makeup. This is so dumb. Why is that the issue? But yet no one's talking about the whole, oh, remember, you were supposed to build all this broadband and help people in rural areas, and you had $42 billion in taxpayer cash. How many people did you connect? Like, I just feel like if you're going to talk about property and you're going to talk, like, that would be what you would bring up, right? Isn't that the issue that you maybe would bring that up? Am I crazy to think that? No, Dana, you're not crazy. Tanny, you're not crazy.
You're really making your case.
Our partners at Kel-Tec, the P15, I was talking to an acquaintance of mine a little earlier because they were asking me, well, they wanted to get a micro compact pistol. They wanted something that was easy to conceal, easy to carry. And so one of my suggestions was one that I have in my rotation. It's the P15 from Kel-Tec. It is the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm that is on the market, and it has a 15 round capacity. Actually, it sends with two standard capacity magazines. The first is the standard, you know, 15 round mag, minimal pinky extension. Then you have the flush fit double stack magazine that holds 12 rounds if you want ultra concealability. Fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, tritium and fiber optic front sight. Two versions, the metal and the polymer. Metal version has the walnut grip, the walnut wood panels on the grip, and then you've got the polymer version. It has a gator grip texture. It's just a great classic 9mm, but it's also super concealable, and it's from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category, quality made right here in the US of A. It's the P15 from Kel-Tec. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A colossal snake measuring over 50 feet long. That's a person-eating snake, was found in India. I mean, they've got these stories of these, like, giant snakes eating people. I mean, literally had one last month. It was really gross. But they unearthed the fossilized remains. They think it's the largest of its kind ever found. It's dubbed the, okay, Vesuki in Dicus. Yeah, it stretches 50 feet long. It dwarfs it like modern day pythons. It is huge. And they published this in the journal Scientific Reports. This is crazy. It's huge. The snake is huge. 27 vertebrae. It's like giant. It's a giant snake. That's all. And thankfully it's fossilized and there's not one around here, because it is so big. Like, it could eat multiple people. It would have to eat multiple, like, people in order to be full. It could eat an elephant. Juan's giving you in the simulcast, like, that's how big the snake is. That's crazy. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. A New York City man who lost an arm and a leg after he was hit by a train wins a $90 million suit against MTA. I mean, it did cost him an arm and a leg. I don't even know how someone, that's wild, but he, $90 million, he won that suit. It severed one of his legs, his hip joint, and most of his arm. The train operator failed to stop for a guy who fell. The guy was drunk and he fell into the subway tracks and the train ran him over. So, okay. I understand that they have like security and regulations governing that. But also when you're drunk and you fall into the train tracks, is there not any kind of responsibility that is on the part of the person who could fall onto the train tracks from being drunk? I mean... I'm just asking some questions. That's all I'm saying. A man, this is wild, developed a cone-shaped bulge on his head because he break dances too much.
That's not real.
He had to actually, it's a Metro, British paper, he had to undergo surgery because he spent so much time spinning on his head that he developed a break dance bulge. And apparently, I didn't even know this, it's like the cauliflower ear of the breakdance community. It's not really studied in medicine, but they said that, I guess, like, that can happen if you spin on your head a lot. I don't know. Wow. Okay. So, he had to actually get it removed, and it was the head spin hole. That's what he ended up, that's kind of gross, and I didn't even know that you could get that thing, but okay, but you can. And they said that breakdancers, it's not unusual in the breakdancing community to get cone heads because you're spinning on your head. All right. There you go. Two comets are going to be visible in the night skies this month. None of them are going to hit Earth. I know, we're all sad. None of them are SMOD, but two will be visible. It's the Oort cloud. O-O-R-T, the Oort cloud. It's a spherical shell. And it's invisible, but now you're going to be able to see it because these two comets. So there you go. I want to change it up because there's a Bigfoot apparently in Kentucky. Did you guys hear about this? What? Chilling video captures Bigfoot noises. That literally could be like your Uncle Leroy out there in the bush, out there in the brush, making weird noises. A Bigfoot investigator, I love that these exist, has shared incredible new audio of what he believes are sounds made by the mysterious beast as it roams the woods in Kentucky. For over three decades, Charlie Raymond, of course he's a Florida native, has meticulously documented nearly 700 sightings of the elusive creatures in his new home state of Kentucky. He has established the Kentucky Bigfoot Research Organization after college, and the calls have flooded in ever since. So he's been out there and he's been looking. He said in one clip, a loud whooping sound can be heard. Whooping. And he says it's identical to the recordings captured by another dude in the Sierra Nevada mountains. He said it's an exact match and it is not human. These whoops are almost 50 years apart and over 4,000 miles away. Did you hear that, Kane? Them whoops are 50 years apart and over 4,000 miles away. And, he said that because they're called differently, like the Bigfoot. We need like a AP style book entry on this, like, because it's moose is singular plural. You don't say mooses and you don't say meese. I am just curious what the Bigfoot thing is. But he says, I want to believe that Bigfoot exists because that would explain the behavior of a lot of people. But also because I love the idea of there being a giant creature that exists out in the wilderness that hates people so bad that you can't get it, you can't capture it, you can't find it. And it's able to elude all sightings. I mean, think of it. Everybody's got a phone. Everybody's got a video camera. And there's not literally one credible recording of this thing. I love the idea that it's real and it hates people so bad and is so good at eluding stupid humans that no one's been able to catch it. There's something that I admire about that. Teach me your ways. And they said that they can do whistles, hand claps, tree knocks, all this stuff. And I think it's hysterical. They feel like they think that they've deciphered it. Like if they hear a knock out in the woods, then that's like a home knock. That's like one of them knocking to the other one. I probably think they could verbalize, It's an, you know, they've got like mouths and throats and voice boxes and that. I just, you know, feel like they could do that. But in Kentucky, though, I think it's in Kentucky.
Why not?
I mean, I think that it's probably like in Washington State or something up there, like in the Sierra Nevada, something like that, up in the Northwest. Because isn't that where it's supposed to be? But it could probably be in Kentucky. I wouldn't doubt it. There's lots of caves and hills up there.
It might be one migrating south for the retirement.
Maybe it got aggravated because too many pot-smoking hippie hikers were getting all up in its business. And so it decided to come to Kentucky. Maybe it decided to do that. That's a possibility. I don't know. I love that. I love the idea of one. My cousins and I, we used to go out in the woods when we were kids. Back when you could, we'd take BB guns. And our parents had no idea where we were. It's like amazing that the stuff that if you were a kid, like in the 80s and 90s, the stuff that you could do compared to kids now, right? Like we did everything. Like we went out and we were gone all day long. Yeah. It's wild. But we were all out in the woods. I never saw nothing. I mean, I would see like scraggly coyotes and all that, but I never saw really a Bigfoot per se. Never really saw anything like that. Always wanted to, but never did. Anyway, if it's in Kentucky, make sure it's registered to vote. Like go out and get it. Find its little herd of other Bigfoots. Feeties, I don't know. And make sure they're all registered to vote. If Bigfoot could vote, I think I know how Bigfoot would vote. Because Bigfoot wants to be left alone. And I think I know how it would vote. Just saying. So it's just audio recordings. You know what? I don't believe the audio recordings. It could be just this guy in the woods doing this stuff. And he's like, guys, look, I got Bigfoot on audio. I could do that. Kane, I could go out in my backyard and do that. And be like, oh, Kane, I got audio of Bigfoot. It exists. Listen to him. He's home knocking to his sweetie. No, I don't think so. I don't think the same thing. It's not the same thing. Anyway, I hope it does exist. Really do.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.